Thank you, Nancy. That was intriguing, to say the least. I'm sure it's a different perspective than most of us have heard, and maybe some of us have never heard something like this. I'm thinking, of course, in my paradigm, everything she's saying, how it could fit, how that could be a different way to look at it. And I was very inspired, so I thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I'm also, one point that I picked up singularly from her presentation was that it makes a difference how we live our lives here. That it isn't just a nice escape door to take off and leave all this stuff behind, all our problems and all our hang-ups and issues. Like she says, we'll bring them with us. And there's many religions that teach that in different ways, that the same spirit that possesses you here will have power to possess you in the life to come. And it makes sense to me that there is purpose to this life. So it isn't just a near-death escape hatch. I like that lesson. I'm going to keep that one along with others. We now have time to ask her some questions. Now, she is also on the international board of the IANS Association and is the international coordinator or coordinator of groups internationally. So I'm going to open with one question on that line. If she could share a little about what's going on in NDE groups internationally. Is it different from one continent to another? Is there a homogeneous thing going on or what?
As normally happens, the United States is way ahead. You know, it started off how many years ago with Raymond Moody. And they had their first international conference, or national conference, I should say, in France last summer. And 5,000 people showed up. And they had their first international or national conference in Spain. And they had a link up to every university. Right now, they are doing a German-speaking television, I guess, show, but it's going to be shown to all school children in Germany on NDE. So they are way ahead when it comes to that. They're jumping ahead.
If we are going to be souls of light, and there are different degrees of light, it's a gradation system. What can we do to put light in our souls? And how can we stay positive when we check out the reality of this world?
Thank you for asking that question. I'm going to answer the last part first. The fact is, as I look at this world, everything that we see as our reality is an illusion. Everything here we created with our thoughts. And so to me, one of the greatest frustrations is when somebody tells me, oh, I was out with Greenpeace for 2 years, or this girlfriend of mine said, I have to go to Hawaii because a group of us were changing the grid lines on the earth. And all of these people who tell me this can't get their own act together. They can't have peace in their family or peace with their relationships. So it starts off right here. When you get peace in your heart, and peace and love and light are three definitions of the same thing. So peace in yourself is what is going to create peace on earth. I hope that answers the question.
Have you noticed or been talking with people lately? There have been many people around me, myself included, where we seem to all of a sudden, sometimes it's during the day, sometimes it's during the night, where you have this flash of light, like a lightning goes off in the room that you're in. Sometimes it's woken up in the middle of the night. Do you have any insights to what that is?
As the veil thins between the dimensions or planes, these spirits are trying to come to us. And they don't want to do it in a frightening way, all of a sudden I'm here and scare you to death. Instead, they kind of have flashes of light to let you know we are here. You know, these energy balls of light that they started seeing in Europe probably 15 years ago, and they're all energies, that are becoming apparent to us. And this is a part of this becoming a galactic human, a part of our seeing beyond physical eyes. I wanted to ask you about what you have learned about when people are on the other side, how they relate to the galactic. How do we recognize the galactic membership? Or let me explain as best I can about that. To me, I see that there are going to be three divisions coming up here. The first division will be those people who simply are not ready. They do not believe in any of this. You can talk until you're blue. They're not going to hear what you say. And they are going to another Earth, three-dimensional Earth. They will have no idea they're not here. And they'll just take over and they will continue that life. There is a second group of the, I don't know how many of you have heard of Illuminati, Bilderbergers, all of this, World Bank, all of the people behind the scenes that really run everything on Earth. They are going to be off into a separate dimension. Going to go on, because those are all the haves, and they will not have people to manipulate. So it's a phenomenal thing. And then you have this group that is going with Earth into this dimension of light. And yes, those people on the other side are going with us, absolutely, because they are part of this.
When you came in, you talked about consciousness, and your purpose is to lift consciousness. So does our becoming conscious and having the opportunity to do that at this time help the people who are on the other side of the veil? They seem to have a vested interest in our becoming conscious, too.
Yes, it's true. You know, if you think that they are so much more aware, because they have the 360-degree vision. You know, it's when we come into this life that we forget. And so, absolutely, they want to see us progress as much as we can. We will all be helping each other. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, they want us to do that because they're benefited in some way, seems like.
We all benefit.
In their ascension, maybe.
We all benefit. That's right.
And one other thing, what are the orbs of light?
They are these energies. You know, there's a man, his name is Dean, and he worked with NATO in the 60s. NATO had recognized 9 different species of beings on the planet in the 1960s. I heard him in the mid, I met him for the first time in the mid-90s, and he said there were way over 100 different species on the planet. I have seen several. There are some people that really are involved in taking pictures and that type of thing. And so they don't look anything like we do, some of them. So, you know, some of them live underground. You wouldn't probably know them if you ran into them. But there are many species here, and the orbs are just another species.
Mm-hmm. You speak of a cleansing time. Will this cleansing time be... there'll be a lot of destruction or a lot of things happen when this cleansing time comes? Will it be quick, or are we going to have a time where we'll have chaos and then we'll have peace?
Where do you find these easy questions you're asking? Okay, in the first place, the Mayans have 11 calendars. The one that we know about is only one.
December 21st, 2012.
That's only one calendar. But on one of the other calendars that I'm familiar with, every spiral round that we go up is 20% faster than the last round. And the frequency is that much higher. And what that means is time is going faster, 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 as everybody in here knows. And when we get to this magic date that you mentioned, time will be so fast that it will no longer exist like you and I have known it to exist. And what that means is we need to play with time. I teach all my classes, play with time. Einstein said, it is as elastic, he didn't say this, I say it, as the elastic on your pajamas. And you can, if you need to get across country, across the city, and you only have 15 minutes to do it, and it takes you 40, you stretch time, lock it in place, and it will happen. The Mayan calendar never said it was the end of the world. They only said it is the end of time. And so what that means is we are going to go into this period of change. Nobody knows exactly what is going to happen. Spirit does not know, because it depends on the number of people that are going this way or this way or wherever. What you can be assured of is that we will not be sitting here with nuclear bombs going off and having to garden for a living, all of us, because we are going to be protected, whatever that means to you. I mean, I've got my own visions, which I don't want to show you or tell you about, but you don't have to worry about that time, about what's going to happen to us, what's going to happen to my children. And, of course, you know, all children automatically go to the higher area. It's that time where the only place you can trust is in your heart. And let me tell you another medical intuitive thing. Chakras 1, 2, 3 connect you with Earth. Chakras 5, 6, and 7 connect you with Heaven. The heart is the bridge. If you can't trust, if you can't unconditionally love, you're not going to get over there. So you have to really trust that you are going to be so taken care of, and it's going to happen. Okay?
I can see how you can have information about NDEs, because people come back and tell you. But you seem to be very confident about what happens to you or me or any of us when we leave here and don't come back to report. So I'm wondering where you get this information.
I have been so grateful in my life to be able to experience things that many people have not. And so in addition to speaking to tens of thousands of people who are clients, talking about people who've passed on, I have been granted a few visits, especially to not only my parents, but other people that have passed on. And it's an amazing, humbling experience for me to be able to have that.
You mentioned October 28th, 2011, and the 2012, December 21st. What are the distinctions between those two? There are certain people who follow one and certain majority of people who follow the 2012. And I teach about that, by the way.
Okay. So it's because in 1987, we all became familiar with the one Mayan calendar that teaches the end of time. And that's exactly what, I can't say that's the main thing in that calendar. There are other things. Can I just interrupt your answer and tell you something exciting? The Cherokees, for example, have several calendars. And a couple of these calendars are just like the Mayan. About maybe 3 years ago now, the leader of the Cherokee tribe was told to take an entourage to Missouri, and they were to dig in a mound. Now, how many of you see mounds? We have mounds in every state in the United States, and we used to have a lot more, but a lot of farmers kind of leveled them off. These mounds were sacred hogans for sacred ritual. Well, anyway, the leader of the Cherokees had never heard of anyone opening a mound, and he was very cautious about this, but he kept hearing Great Spirit telling him to open it. So they got there, they did ceremony, opened the mound, and there they found a calendar, not unlike the Mayan calendar or the Aztec calendar. And it is for the next 500 years following 2012. And it is going to be known as the time of the grandmothers or the wise older women. And at that time, there will be women of several indigenous tribes that will go in groups to the leaders of countries and demand no more war and peace on earth. So while I was researching this, I used to keep up with the Cherokee calendars a lot, and then what happened is they started putting the whole website in Cherokee, with very few exceptions. So I can't find out any more about this, except that there is now a council of grandmothers that are going around the world in their Native American costumes doing just that, demanding peace on earth. So it's really exciting. So the second part of that question, the difference between 2012 and 2011 is it is the end of a calendar that is on telecommunications. And it is what we have done since 1679 to start telecommunications escalating from the first idea of a telegraph until we got to 1992. And then there's no more need for us to expand any further because we are going to be able to speak telepathically. Okay?
Could you tell us about the 8,000 sacred drums and the blue star?
The 8,000 sacred drums happened last winter in Canada. So it's already taken place. Blue star is something that really the Hopis have talked about forever. Blue star Kachina, and they say that right now it is in the sky and that we will become a binary sun system. Now that is their belief, that we're going to have these two suns. Can I tell you something else about that? What's interesting is that you look up the NASA site on December 12, 2012, this is not just Mayan calendar, NASA will say, we are going to be in the very center of the galaxy on that date. And guess what's in the very center? The most gigantic black hole you could ever imagine. And our astronomers have watched stars approach this black hole, circle the rim, and inside. So there is a little bit of speculation that we as a galaxy, as a solar system, may go into that black hole. What happens? Come out a white hole in a different universe. I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, look up NASA. This is not just woo-woo stuff. I want to really impress upon you that scientists and astronomers know about it. Okay?
Nancy, thank you. Thank you for the depth and breadth of your information tonight. My first question quickly was, are you finding for yourself and other people who you deal with, there's just a surge of people who are evolving or want to evolve beyond structured religion to something else? Second question, what can we do specifically to be able to initiate communication with our spirit guide, with these spirit groups who are eager to help us?
Two great questions. The first thing is, this is another one of the Mayan predictions, and I have another wonderful set of future items that were found on palm leaf readings in India several years ago. And it says, all structured religions will dissolve. Because they have so served us. They are there for every need we have. But in the future, when we are all one family, then we cannot be split into any type of factions. This, another thing I can tell you is that we will be nation states. Just like what happened in Europe, where we have all of the countries are now the EU, and they are all virtually one country. This is going to happen in every country of the world without exceptions. So these tremendous changes are happening worldwide so that we become all one nation, all one religion, all one, and it's not so much religion as knowing that we have a creator that is taking care of all of us. And the second part of your question about being able to communicate, you know, number one is having that willingness to communicate. And then setting aside time where you will be uninterrupted, saying some sort of a prayer to clear yourself. As many years as I've been in communication with Spirit, I would not sit down and ask anything unless I say my prayer and clear myself to make sure I am pure, a pure channel. So if you do that and just ask to be helped, then Spirit will come through. And listen, you know, if some of you have ever done automatic writing, you start out and you think, I'm just inventing this. And after a couple weeks of doing this, all of a sudden, you're going to say, I know what the next word is, and it won't be. Or I know what direction the sentence is going, and it won't. And you will realize that you are starting to communicate with your higher selves.
Okay.
Hi, I have a question. About 15, 20 years ago, I had a recurring dream, and I don't remember that many dreams, and it felt like I was flying through the cosmos in the dark, and I walked in late on the seminar and the man was talking about it, and then it was over and I didn't notice. So I went up to him and he said something about astral projection. Do you have any thoughts on that?
We often do astral travel. How many of you have had out-of-body experiences? There's a lot of you. And this is common. And it's going to get a lot more common as we are able to bilocate. You can get out of this body and move around and feel the freedom that you really have. And especially as we go into these light bodies, there's going to be nothing that can keep us here. But having just that experience is telling you that, you know, you had a glimpse of that freedom that you are.
In order to sustain these light bodies, will we be vegan?
Why? Let me ask you why.
Because in order to sustain, because we would have to interfere with their life journey to sustain ours.
In a light body, you don't have to sleep because there's nothing to recuperate. You are simply light. You are the manifestation of your thoughts. You also don't need to eat. I have a friend who travels for many months out of the year with a friend of his who doesn't eat. And if anything, this guy is bulky. And he has not eaten because he had so many allergies. Finally, they said, stop everything and start eating one food at a time. Well, he stopped everything and liked it so much that he never went back to eating. And so he drinks water, but that's all he needs. And he is so far from being thin. You know, he's just this robust, healthy man. There's no need for anything like that. You don't have to do any eating at all or sleeping. All the things that we do to keep a physical body going is no longer necessary.
Question's really simple. I just want to know how I can get a copy of your handout after tonight.
If you drop me an email, I can email you one. Or, you know, the other thing is we can make more handouts for next month or something. You know, if there are a lot of you.
If people email me, I can send them.
Okay, super. And I have a website that you can check out. I do private sessions over the distance, so if someone has an illness, it's the same. I can see inside your body the same as I can if I'm in the room next to you. So if people want sessions over the phone, that I do all the time. If you want to go to the website, you can just go to contact, and it's energyhealing.com. Simple as can be.